Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. A statewide appellate court judge in Pennsylvania has dismissed a request from Republicans to stop the state or counties from counting provisional ballots that were cast by voters whose mail-in ballots were disqualified by a technicality then cured. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's campaign says he will give a speech during primetime tonight. Biden is on the cusp of winning the presidency as he opens up narrow leads over President Trump in several critical battleground states. The Associated Press has not called the presidential race. Votes are still being counted in several states, including states Biden currently leads like Pennsylvania and Georgia. Biden's lead in Nevada has increased to more than 20,000 votes. Biden has urged the public to be patient as vote counting continues. With the presidential race in Georgia potentially coming down to a few thousand or even a few hundred votes, advocates for both major party candidates were racing to find every person who submitted a flawed ballot that could not be initially counted. Some were absentee voters with missing signatures. Some voters did not have an ID when they arrived at the polls. Others were not listed on the voter rolls and will need to explain why. All of them must correct or cure their ballots right by 5 this afternoon for their votes to count. It was also increasingly clear that a final result will not be known for days and that there's likely to be a recount in Georgia. Today, Florida added another more than 5,200 new cases of coronavirus and 54 deaths. More than 2,500 people in Florida are hospitalized because of the coronavirus. But Veronica Zaragovia reports it can still be difficult to access coronavirus testing in Florida.
Rain came and went as people stood in line to get a COVID-19 test at the Miami Beach Convention Center, which is supposed to close at 5. By 3 p.m., they were out of molecular tests.
We don't have that today, too. Tomorrow, we're out of PCR tests.
Those are better at catching if you have COVID-19 than the rapid antigen tests. Victoria Gonzalez told WLRN she and her husband drove from Homestead to Miami Beach. That's about an hour away. They got turned away by 3:15 without either test.
Nothing on their website, nothing that says that if the weather is bad, that they would close early.
She says her husband just returned from working out of state, and he wanted a test to see if he could safely join a family dinner.
As far as him celebrating the birthday with his son and all that, it's not going to happen. And that's kind of disappointing and upsetting.
Gonzalez broke the news to other people coming up.
Yeah, they're closed because of the rain. Yeah, no problem.
Get to a testing site in the first half of the day if possible. Chances are better that tests will still be available. I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami.
The Tampa police say one of their officers has been arrested for domestic violence. Early this morning, the Hillsborough Sheriff's Office arrested Tampa Police Officer Randy Barnwell. He has been placed on administrative leave pending further investigation. Here's the Tampa Bay area weather. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight lows in the low 70s. Tomorrow, windy and hot with a slight chance of a rain shower. Highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.
Many years ago, literary critic Dorothy Parker skewered an unfortunate author with her sharp wit. "This is not a novel to be tossed aside lightly," she said. "It should be thrown with great force." That's how a lot of us feel about this presidential election year, distinguished by an incumbent who is so self-centered, incompetent, and both mentally and morally unsteady that he's more dangerous than a baby who's gotten hold of a hammer. He's been demolishing truth, shattering law, smashing rights, trashing the common good, and, well, generally eradicating the egalitarian principles that unify Americans into a functioning democracy. The worst, most divisive election ever, right? No, that honor belongs to the 1860 contest that Lincoln won. Despite rabid racism, furious intimidation of voters, vicious personal attacks, and daily death threats, not only from the goofball Proud Boys of the day, but from public officials and establishment newspapers. "If Lincoln is elected," a Virginia member of Congress told the New York Herald, "we will go to Washington and assassinate him before his inauguration." 10 Southern states wouldn't even put his name on the ballot. Yet, Lincoln stayed both calm and firm in a time of dangerous turmoil, and not only did he hold a bitterly divided nation together, but he expanded our democratic ideals and advanced the power of ordinary people to achieve them. He didn't just shout, "Make America great again." He did it. Indeed, he died for it. This is Jim Hightower saying, the point is that Lincoln did not preserve the noble idea of America by rewriting law. but by altering the culture, pushing the people themselves to act on their better natures. So, 160 years after that toxic election, here's another one, and there's no Lincoln in sight. That means we the people have to do the healing ourselves, based on our shared values of fairness, justice, and opportunity for all.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit hightowerlowdown.org.